Blog Talk Radio.
Presents to you, Intimate Encounters, with your hosts, Ms. Toya, Taz, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy Cass, you know, be Young Dolomite, chilling with my dude all the time. What's good, dog?
What's going on, man?
I don't know, man. I can't call. I'm feeling good tonight. What's up with you, dog?
Shit, just chilling, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Cool, relax, Mac. Doing what I do.
That's what's up. That's what's up. What we got going, dog, before we hit the show off? What we got in the sports news?
Nothing but the Lakers, man. Nothing but the Lakers, baby.
Ready to tie this up, right? 1-1.
Hopefully. Shit, go out there and play like you're supposed to play.
Come on, man. Don't start that hopefully shit.
Shit, man. The way the Bigs played last game, man, they wasn't getting back on D. And that good goddamn Chris Paul just scored that wheel on their ass, man. They were switching. You got Bynum big ass trying to stick Chris Paul at the top of the key or Pau Gasol. You can't do that shit, man. That shit ain't gonna work, dude.
Yeah, they killed him. They killed him that way, but. Fuck all that, man. We gonna win this. We gonna win this, dog. We do it. We done did it the past 2 years. We should have do it again.
Well, I need some quick scores, man. Oklahoma City blowing them ass out again. San Antonio losing by 2.
Okay, I'm like, I love hearing that.
Yeah, but they got Ginobili playing tonight, so they might rebound. You know, especially with Ginobili in there. But that's about it, man. Did you see the picture of Serena? Woo. Lord, have mercy. Man.
You talking about the one talking about, right?
What?
Oh, yes. Man, I don't know.
Motherfucker.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, man, you see her just be like, wow, that's a thick-ass girl. You know what I'm saying?
I think we need to put that on SinCity.Screws.com. I think that picture got to go on SinCity.Screws.com.
Yeah, she hot did a motherfucker, man. She hot did a motherfucker.
Yes.
Now, I see we got a couple people listening. Y'all want to play? Y'all got to push one. Push one, people. I bring you
all right,
in.
Check this out, man. Check this out. Let's talk sex tonight, man.
All right, well, hold that thought, man. Hold that thought. What's up, Carla? Who this?
This is Aaron.
And Alana.
Aaron and a lot of baby. I'm gonna keep calling her a lot of baby because she just since she said I was she wasn't my baby. So I'm gonna keep calling her baby. What's up? How y'all doing tonight?
We good. We good.
Okay. Okay. Check this out. We talking sex tonight. We talking sex. We want to get X rated, triple X, whatever. However far you willing to go tonight? We ready to do it all tonight.
Let's do it.
Okay. Not okay. Well, hit your boy off. You didn't call then. You told me you had something. Now yesterday you told me you had something you wanted to talk about.
I changed my mind. Cause I don't know what I want to talk about yet.
Excuse me?
I don't know what I want to talk about.
Well, talk about the. I don't know shit. I don't know what you do, so. What was it on there? Right. Now, I've been waiting to hear your topic all day.
All right, I tell you what, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you a second to think about it, and I'm going to bring in a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Hello.
I'm going to give us a second to talk about it.
I'm going
to bring in a new caller.
What's happening? Good, caller.
I said hello.
Oh, damn, baby, you sound kind of different. You're trying to change your voice on me. Sound all deep and seductive. What's going on, baby?
Nothing much.
Okay, we talking sex tonight. We want to hear. We ain't did it in a while, so we said fuck it. We gonna recycle this one. We want to hear some shit. We want to hear that juicy, that good shit. We don't want to hear no bullshit. I ain't got nothing to talk about.
We know what we want to talk about.
Excuse me?
What you want to talk about?
We want to know, is there a difference between actually having an orgasm and busting a nut?
Having an orgasm?
Different?
You say, is it a difference for who, the man or the female?
Both.
Yeah, now, speaking as a man, now, I'm going to have to take my hat off for this one. Speaking as a man, now, I got to tell you. Now, I mean, I don't know if Father Time feel differently, but, I mean, having an orgasm and busting the nut, I mean, now, if you with that loved one, if you with that one, that special one, it feels kind of more special. It feels like more special, but now if you just with a bust down, it's like, it's that screaming, but you might not scream out loud, but inside you screaming like, take it, bitch, take it. But other than that, I mean, I don't know, Father Side, you feel different.
Well, Aaron,
hi.
All I can tell you is, I whip pussy.
Y'all's a fool.
I mean, I'm just saying that. Now, you know what I'm saying? If I didn't caught you drunk, I'm drunk. You know what I'm saying? We just hook up and we fucking into some good pussy. I mean, it's the bomb pussy. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you didn't got that feeling when he didn't caught that one and he just don't move. He just stand there real stiff. But he all up inside you.
Yeah.
You know that good one. I mean, shit, you done left the club like, God damn. What is your name, boy? God damn.
Okay, we got new callers to the show, man. What's happening, brother?
What's good, everybody? How y'all doing?
What's up, baby? We talking sex tonight. We getting loose tonight. We talking sex.
Oh, okay.
Well, now, hold on, buddy. Before we get to you, Janine.
Yes.
Yesterday, you said you had something you want to talk to us about.
I had an incident this last week.
Okay.
And me and my guy was in the room, lights off, you know, we was dealing with each other. And my friend just comes in, my girlfriend, she comes in with some dude that she just met. She had never seen this guy before in her life. She had talked to him on the phone for like a month, but she had never seen him in person. So that was the first time she seen him in person. So she brings him into my room where I'm at with my guy, and she pushes him on the bed and like starts to caress him, trying to take his pants off, and she was going to fuck him right there.
Okay,
so he wouldn't do it, though. He wouldn't do it. He kept pushing her away. He wouldn't even get hard. She got mad. So as the woman, would you have gotten mad? That's what I want to know. As the woman, would you have gotten mad because he wouldn't get hard? And as the man, would that have been something that you couldn't have done with them all them people being in the room?
Probably me.
I'll let the women speak first. Erin?
I don't know. Alana had a comment to make. I'm going to let her go.
Okay, well, Alana, what's up, baby?
What? I personally kind of feel like a man, I mean, like, damn, he wouldn't give a fuck who around. He would just fuck her.
Unless, that's how she felt.
Unless that man has a self-conscious problem about his stuff, then I can see why he wouldn't be able to, you know what I'm saying, to do it, because he might feel like people might look at his shit and think he's little.
Okay, now I got a question for you. I got a question for you, Janine. Did your dude already have his dick out?
Well, his dick was hard already.
And he probably wasn't. The girl didn't know him, so he probably got the chance to see what the fuck looked like. He probably didn't get turned on by her.
Okay.
But it was dark. It was dark. You couldn't really see nothing. It was really dark.
Oh.
So you really couldn't see.
Well, maybe that man got a problem.
I mean, he might have been,
for
them talking over a month, was he expecting, was she expecting to give it to him? Was he expecting to get it? He might not have been turned on. I've been in a situation where dude was, like, turned on the whole time we were in the room. Then the next person came in the room, and he went straight down.
Maybe
wasn't
he
no getting them back up or nothing. Then as soon as she left out the room, he went got back hard again.
Some people ain't down with the group thing.
Okay, now,
I was thinking he felt
uncomfortable.
That's how I thought he felt, maybe. He just was nervous.
Now, can I speak as a man?
Yes, yes.
I'd have fucked you and your girl.
That's why I said he kind of wanted to fuck her.
I would have fucked you and your girl. You and your girl would have got the business. Oh, he wait a minute. His shit done went down? Don't send him out the room. Don't send him home. Come on back about 50. Drop him off and bring your ass back. How the fuck you and your girl?
Oh, okay.
I mean, come on now. Not Timer. You equal. Timer. It's two women now. He can't get hard. He ready to go. He ain't feeling it. What you gonna do?
Hey. I mean, if my man ready to go, I'm just gonna tell him.
You better take your ass to the store with that.
You can go to the store and I'll finish the job. Fuck it.
Exactly.
In his defense, some guys just not into the group thing. Some guys don't turn them on. They ain't down with that. They'd rather be one-on-one. Well, but you got to respect that, too. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he thought, you know, she might have been, you know, a little too aggressive for him.
But now she pulled him in the room. He already knew y'all was in that room already, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now she done pulled him in the room. He knew what he was going in there for.
Yeah, but maybe he wasn't down with that. Maybe he didn't want to hit it like that for the first time. Maybe he just wanted, you know, do something, you know, one-on-one. You know, it's the first time.
He should have stayed his ass out the room. These people didn't went in the room then.
Well, hey, maybe she grabbed him and pulled him in there. He like, you know, hey, baby, I don't get down like this on the first time, first date. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. So in other words, what you're saying is that you're going to be telling her stop, no one don't.
No, okay. I'm not saying me personally. I'm saying some dude, some motherfucker just like that.
Now, fuck me saying stop, no one don't. I'm going to be saying no, don't stop.
I'm not
what you talking about. That's like you know. I don't know now. I could be wrong.
Some guys ain't like that. Apparently, she didn't let dude know that that's how it was gonna go down. Maybe if he knew going in, he felt comfortable. I think the way you described it, I think the dude was uncomfortable. He probably wasn't expecting that kind of shit. It probably threw him off.
Well, she ain't fucking around with him anyway. She was like, that threw her off. She said she can't deal with no man like that. If he wanted, he should have just took it. She felt as if he was being scared, like he a punk.
Well, he might not have been ready. He might not have been ready for all that.
That's what I told her, but...
Okay, can I ask you a question? Is your friend attractive?
Yeah, she attractive.
You do her.
Huh?
Would you do her?
I've done her before.
Okay, so it was his issue, you know what I'm saying? So she shouldn't feel bad about it.
Yes, she is, folks.
Somebody having fun, ain't they?
I'm just letting you know for future references. You bring your girl in the room with me. I'm all the time you talking about. I don't feel comfortable. I'm gonna tell you. Well, why don't you go on to the stone grass from Moscato for the ladies? I'm gonna sit here with them.
Right.
Well, I'm just saying, man. You know, some people like that, man. It's some women that won't do that shit in front of them. Mm-hmm. They just the dudes. You got some females that won't get down like that in front of the boys. No.
Okay, well, let's see. Alana,
yeah.
Y'all still with me?
Yeah.
Would y'all get down in front of each other?
No.
Y'all wouldn't?
Nope. And we good friends since we're 9 years old.
Hey, y'all wouldn't get down in front of each other?
Nope.
Not even on a drunk night?
He's not in the room with me, but, like, me personally, I wouldn't have sex with a man in front of her, no.
See, some people like that, man.
Okay, so, I ain't knocking her. I ain't knocking her. I ain't hear a lot of say nothing, though.
Erica said she would.
Huh?
She had sex with a man in front of me. So that's why I tried to get me to join. She said she tried to get me to join.
See, Alana, I like your style. I like your style, baby.
Aaron said she would do it with her man in front of me because she was trying to get me to join.
Well, Aaron, I like your style then. Alana, now you come on now. Stop acting like that. Be nice. you should play well with others. Don't be like that.
Okay. If a threesome was involved, initiated, then yeah, by all means. But I wouldn't just bring my man in and just fuck her in front of her. That's what I'm saying.
But if you're in the room, you have some intentions of wanting people to see it.
But if you have another man in there with you, so therefore I will never do it. If you have another man in there, I will never personally bring my man in there. You have sex with your man, I have sex with my man. No, I wouldn't do that.
Alana, we're going to have to send you to the training camp.
You know what?
We're going to have to send you to the training camp.
You got to be broken in, boo.
Yeah, we got to break a lot of ends. You got to go to the CNC to train account.
No, basically, my shit is that close to the point that it don't need to be shared. That man's all had me all tied up. That's how good it is. Thank you. There's no sharing
here. Now, we're not talking about your man. Now, unless you just choose to share your man. I mean, one of them nights, y'all hit the club, y'all wilding out that night. Fuck it. Just let it happen.
Which we have been to the club together.
But it didn't happen.
didn't happen, huh? By no, of course, by no choice of Aaron, is Alana that wasn't going to let it happen.
Correct.
Yeah, we're going to send you to Sin City Boot Camp. We're going to get you right, baby. We're going to get you right. Okay.
Or we just break it out. Alana?
Yes. Yes.
Check this
what
out.
Did you say, dog?
If she came to this boot camp, man,
I kicked her country ass to the curb.
You gotta go. All
right, hey, brother.
Yes.
All right, now we on wild sexual escapades. What's happening?
Oh, I haven't had none in a while, so all I can do is.
I find that hard to believe.
Oh.
Definition of not having none. What last past week?
Yeah, I haven't had none in over. It's been almost 2 weeks.
It's been almost 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You like a motherfucker in the desert with no water, ain't you?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, there was no water.
I had an attitude and everything. Like, man, what's the malfunction?
Okay, what's going on?
Hold on, dog. Hold on a second, dog. Brother, you said 2 weeks?
Yeah.
You know what,
brother? What?
Brother, listen to me. Are you listening?
Yes.
Damn. I knocked the dust off that pussy.
Yeah, I mean.
So, what's up with the drop, brother? Why are you going on 2 weeks?
Before that, it had been longer than that. But it was just, you know, I gave in and went out here and gave him some. But now I'm just done. So until I find Mr. Wright, I'll be, you know.
Oh, here we go, butter. Don't start with that old, I'm finna be celibate shit. You know damn well you ain't finna be celibate.
I didn't say I would be celibate. I said I wasn't even done talking. You interrupted
butter,
my conversation.
If you weren't going to say I'm looking for Mr. Wright now, then you know you lying.
No, I said until I find Mr. Wright, I will be fine just keeping myself happy or running up on an occasional booty call.
Right. One or the other.
That's the same thing as Mr. Right Now, Bubba. Mr. Right, you mean Mr. Right Now.
I mean, I ain't ran into Mr. Right Now yet, you know.
Come on out that road.
Yeah, I've been locked. I've been on lockdown. I've been having a lot going on, you know.
Okay.
So,
I see.
I ain't worried about it right now.
Dog, what's happening? See, buddy, you on the wrong show tonight because we trying to make somebody fuck before the end of the night.
I mean, I can help you do that, but I'm just saying I just, you know, ain't had none in a while. So.
Okay, well, you know what? We gonna send somebody your way. We got somebody for you.
Okay.
Dog, what's happening, man? You say,
I'm waiting on somebody to give me a good story, man. I know.
I mean,
we're opening it up. We open it up to the caller tonight.
Right. Everybody's like, okay.
I mean, I'm still tripping off of, like, I done had, like, maybe 4 different guys that I dated back in the day tell me about how they miss it and how they want it and how good it was and all this. And you know what? It might boost somebody's ego, but at the same time, it just really made my nerves bad. Like, so you having memories, you know what I'm saying, dreams and shit or whatever, and you think I'm supposed to just open my legs because your dick is getting hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. Ain't that crazy, Janine? Ain't that crazy?
You want to be more than that, and that's okay.
Look, Mother already said she had 2 weeks. Mother looking for Mr. Right now. She looks Mr. Right.
I mean, but I don't want you to turn me off before I can even, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to turn your ass on like a motherfucking faucet.
Oh, don't be talking about no faucet.
Once I get the squirt, you ain't going to be able to take that rich and shut it off.
Okay, now, brother, now, listen to me. I've heard them women talk about their squirters. Now, if you ain't no true squirter, don't be on here false flagging, as we said back in the day. Don't
talk about it. Shut your mouth. I ain't never in my life ever had to lie on mine. Never.
I'm not saying you're lying. I'm just saying some people might think, ooh, look at it. It got wet. Oh, I want to see a puddle.
No.
The first time I squirted,
the guy got up and left the room. And I was so embarrassed because I didn't know what was going on. I was like, what? Just happened.
What, he thought you pissed on him?
Yeah. He brought me back a towel and everything, and he left back out the room. And I'm like, wow. And he was like, man, if you knew you had to piss, then you could have said something. Nigga, I did not pee. What are you talking about? That was not piss. I was just so embarrassed.
Why are you embarrassed? Shit, he should have
been on that. I was like, yo, dumb ass, get out, you so ignorant.
I mean, I didn't know. That was my first time squirting. So I didn't know, but I knew I didn't pee. I knew I wasn't peeing. It just, I had never experienced it before.
Okay, well, now, let me ask your name. You a squirter?
I had never squirted before until now.
Oh,
okay. What, you just squirted while we was on the show?
Oh, I mean, the certain person I'm with, he's the only one that's been able to make me squirt like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always wet, but I ain't never, like, squirted out like that before.
I mean, like I said, now squirting, I call squirting. I want to see the puddle. I want to see the whole.
Now.
I want to see the bed wet. I mean, bro, y'all. I mean, it looked like you done pissed in the bed.
This is my question though. Is your definition of a squirter that person has to squirt every time, because I mean, I don't squirt every time, but I know when I do squirt, that whole bed is wet.
Oh, well, see, you're just learning now, Grasshopper.
Really?
You ain't a full-fledged squirter yet.
Oh, wow.
Okay, now hold on. Now, that's just my opinion. Now, we're going to ask about Aaron. A lot of y'all still there?
Yeah, we still here.
What about the squirt? Y'all... Is it a squirter between the both of y'all or both of y'all squirters?
I witnessed some squirting in my day.
You witness it?
Yeah, I seen my friend squirt before I was fucking with her dude.
Okay. Well, now, what about you?
What about me? You know what?
Yeah.
I haven't done that. Honestly, I really haven't done that in a long time. Probably since my first, well, no. My, you know. My 6-year-old. So it's been like 6 years. It's been a minute.
Not I.
So it's been 6 years since a man made you squirt.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I got something for you. I got Father Time. Father Time, he's our designated. He's our designated make him squirter. So,
is that right?
We got Father Time here. Anybody who's lacking that squirting sensation, we got Father Time. He's sitting in the back with the Vaseline already.
Though.
You say what?
Alana says she squirt all the time. I saw it today.
Wow.
You saw it today?
Get Alana on the phone now. I need to talk to her.
Hello?
What's up, Alana? I ain't going to say baby this time. All right, so now you a squirter, huh?
Yeah, I'm a wetter.
Okay, now, do you get waterbed wet or just like, okay, just that them couple little drops?
Man, my shit be wet.
Waterbed wet. I told you I seen it. You talking to the wrong person.
My shit's wet. It's puddles.
Oh shit! Not a lot of you. You still ain't made no page on Fifth City now. What you waiting on?
You said what?
I said you still ain't made no page on Fifth City. What you waiting on? We trying to see what a waterbed squirt. I mean, we want to see what that look like.
What's going on?
I don't think she understood what you were saying.
No, I didn't.
Look, she didn't understand what you were saying.
Nah, okay, well, I put it like this. For future references, we take pictures, videos, everything. You put anything you want on sincity.spruce.com. That's what I want to see on the show, man. I want to see some squirrels.
If you want to see pictures of me, you can find me on Facebook.
Well, I mean, you need to come and join us.
You squirting on Facebook?
Yeah, you can't squirt on Facebook.
I mean, I'm not gonna send that stuff anyways. I mean, that's some deep stuff between me and my man, you know.
He ain't gonna mind, girl.
That's
my boy. We homies like that. He's dope.
I doubt it, but
I'm saying I know it.
You know, you know.
Black guy, right? Yeah, I told y'all,
yeah. You said
okay.
What?
I know dude too, man. You talking about the light skinned dude, right?
You know that. Always know
that black
hat. Yeah.
Some white on white Jordans. Yeah, we know that dude.
Well, I think they might have been forces. I'm not sure.
No white Jordan.
They might have been forces. We're not sure. We don't really stare at the guy's shoes like that. But he cool. He our man. That's our man. He cool. He said it's cool.
That's what he said.
That's what I heard him say. Nah, you know.
Yeah. I got a question.
What is it?
Y'all want to know about us squirting. How many girls have y'all made squirt? Have you even ever made a girl squirt?
Have I ever made a girl squirt? Baby, let me tell you. Now, I had my fair share of squirters.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. A lot of
you
people might not know.
You taking my answer. That means no.
No. Now, I'm trying to school you now. If you listen, I'm going to school you.
All right, see, if
your man working with something, he need that little hook. If he ain't got that little hook, it's going to be kind of hard to make you squirt. He need that hook, and he need that mushroom head. You ain't got that hook or that mushroom head, you're going to be in for a world of trouble. You ain't gonna skirt the way you want to. So now, I look for the hook and look for the mushroom head. You get that hook and that mushroom head, you got your one.
I don't know what a mushroom head means.
Like mushroom,
I don't know.
Wow, you don't know?
Oh,
well, see, she got that. She dealing with them spearheads. So I guess she don't know. She dealing with a spearhead here.
That person every time that gives me what I need every single time that I'm with him. So
ain't no
business going this way.
Okay, when you get that mushroom head, you're going to be like, oh, goddamn. I'm be a little late coming home. Erin car stop. Yeah, I'm riding with her. I'll be there in an hour. You're gonna be hanging up.
All right, man. Hold on a second, man. We got a new caller to Sin City. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, hey y'all.
What's going
what's
on?
Up?
Who's this?
That's sweet, man.
This who?
Who is this caller? Yeah, what's
Hello?
Your name?
It's Sean.
Sean. Oh, what's
that? Sean. Hey,
yeah.
Boo.
Hey, Boo.
How you doing?
Oh, that's ba 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 boo. She had them big ass ba 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 boo. What's up, Sean?
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, you want to look next time?
We talking about sex tonight. I mean, we whatever topic you want to get on. As a matter of fact, we on squirting right now.
Ooh, okay.
Nah, our question is, are you a squirter or are you just one of those sometime, or are you a full-fledged squirter?
Man, straight 100% squirter.
Mm.
I mean, like, damn, I mean, like, I'm talking about, like, damn near fill up a mattress type squirter.
Mm.
Don't bullshit me.
For real, I am.
Well, all right, now check this out. I was talking to Aaron and Alana, and I was saying, they was asking me, I was telling them, a mushroom head and a hook is the best thing to have.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
Okay, well, you ain't wrong. Them hooks, shit, when you get them hooks, that means shit. It's a fatty. You ain't got to worry about shit slipping out. That hook will kick it every time. Oh, shoot. That hook get every spot, every nook and cranny, shit.
Uh-huh.
I love the hook.
Okay, but I hear you over there. What you talking about? How you feel about it?
Oh, I just, you know what? I love a penis. It's just a beautiful shaped model. Cool. It's just, and the size, the width, the length, all of that is just, you know, beautiful, beautiful.
Right.
Okay. Okay. I feel that. Janine, let me ask you. Janine, you still here with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Now, let's say he got length. He got length, but no width. Can you still work with him?
You said what?
I said, can you still work with him? Let's just say he got length, but no width. I mean, he long and everything, but it's like a pencil.
No, I don't like that. I don't like that.
Mm.
I'd rather have the width than the length.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I mean, I'm just asking because I've heard different women say different things. Aaron, what about you? Aaron,
I'm sorry, you said what was the question?
What would you rather have, length or width?
I'd rather have width, yeah, width, because you got to be wide to be able to hit that spot. It's not about the depth of it going in, it's that spot.
Okay.
You
got to
reach
out
and cut the spot.
You got to
be equal.
Okay, that's fair enough. No, let me ask you, partner, my player partner home. Check this out.
What's that?
All right. They talking about, okay, they say they'd rather have the width. What about you, dog? Do you like it sloppy wet, or you rather have that just moist?
I'd rather have it super wet. Not really.
Okay.
Oh, you said you would have had the width. That wasn't me.
Look, man, y'all going to quit switching on this phone now. Who am I talking to now?
Look, this is Alana. I prefer it be equal size. Like, it's, you know, it goes in together, like the width and the length. Because I don't want anything too thick that's going to, like, bust me open. I don't want to stay too long because there's no point in having it because all of it's not going to fit in. You know what I'm saying? So I like equal size. Sorry. So,
okay,
I mean,
okay.
Like I said, I don't really go by, like, the width or the size. I mean, because you can have the biggest thing, still don't know how to work with it. You got a small thing and know what you're doing. So, really, I don't even go by the size.
Right.
You know, now I hear that. Now I hear that. And you brought it. Okay,
it's
that's a good
truth.
Point. Now, is that really true?
Yes,
is that really is. True?
Oh, oh my
I hear women say that. Oh, I don't, I mean, he might be little, but he know how to work. Do you really want that little motherfucker? I mean, because he know how to work it, or you rather have that big kid?
Floating around
no,
in there like a feather. Hell no.
You're going to be disappointed when that little motherfucker that ain't got that small dick can put in your ass.
Wait a minute. Hold on a lot. Shanae, what you say now? Repeat that.
I said, hell no. I don't want that little motherfucker in there floating around like a feather. That's what it'll feel like. Now, y'all know them two little ones. It's the song I said that's too little. Hell no. Mm-mm. You could work it all day long.
See how that is.
But he's just not in that spot, right?
What?
I said, but I mean, no matter how good he working, he just not hitting that spot.
He ain't like hitting nothing. Feel like he's tickling my pussy or something. No, see, I don't mess with them, but there are men that are not well endowed, but
yeah,
they will break you down and break you down. Mm-hmm. Oh, because, oh, my goodness, I have one in particular that, oh, my goodness.
Okay, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness. You got everybody
with
you.
He left me speechless. Look, look. I was speechless for a minute. I had to catch the slough off the side of my lip. He got all up in it and just, oh my goodness. I'm speechless. I'm sorry. All I can say is damn. I wish.
I mean, but so what you're saying, he wasn't well endowed. He just knew what he was doing.
Yes.
I mean,
he
okay,
was,
now, did he eat the pussy first?
No.
Oh,
no,
so he
not
didn't
the
eat
first
the pussy.
Time.
Was just,
not the
was,
first time.
It was just strictly the dick.
Not the first time. And the first time he gave it to me, I was like, oh. My. Oh, my. Yeah.
Okay, now, all right, now, I got a question. I got a question for the ladies. What, I mean, y'all definition, what is well endowed and what is a tiny whiner, as we put it? Now, if you well endowed, you got to be how many inches? I'm going to go to Alana. You right here. I guess Alana's not right there. What's your name?
Yeah.
All right. Well endowed. How many inches?
I would have to say, to me, well endowed is if you over nine and up.
Nine and up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's fair. Butter.
Yeah, like 9 inches and up and thick and study hard. Yeah.
Okay.
You ain't got
okay.
no issues. You ain't taking medication or nothing. No. It's 100% real beef.
Hey, hold on, y'all. We got a new caller to the show. What's up, caller? Who this?
Yeah, we got disconnected. This is Alana.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, we've been listening. Me and Aaron said six. The six good for us.
Six?
Yeah. So we ain't wide and busted all open. So, you know, six is good for us.
Shit.
6 inches. Wow, six? That's it?
Oh.
I mean, oh, we.
Average to me is 7-8. That's average.
Okay, but now, all right, what if he's 7-8, but he's 6?
It might be long. It ain't going to fit in this one. I'm sorry. It's going to hurt. So I do a good 6. If the average is 7, I go beneath the average 10. I'm good.
Wow. 7 inches. I mean, you said 6 inches, huh?
What did she say, baby? You still a virgin.
Oh, wow. What is so?
And you know what the deal with the one is a virgin and Lucy Ghosties. They can feel some walls.
Okay, so now wait a minute. Aaron and Alana, y'all both say 6 inches is the max.
Yep. No, not the max. I mean, I'll go for a 7. I mean, but, like, I prefer a 6. 6-7. Anything bigger, no.
So if a man pulled out a big 8-inch, 9-inch, thick dick, you going to be like, no, you can't fuck me.
If you we attempt to do it and hurt, you screw. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Well, you know what? I understand no means no, but, baby, you might want to just feel around. Just feel the dick first before you let it put it in, because you really don't want to aggravate a man and he already got it up in
you. You know.
Just tell him from the beginning, nah, that's a little bit too much for me. I can't take that.
Mm-hmm.
By all means, I'm cool with that.
I mean, seriously. I mean, wow, y'all. You know what? Now, y'all both African American, right?
I'm mixed, but yeah.
You know, honestly, and I'm not being funny. Y'all the first women I ever heard say that.
Oh, yeah. My pain tolerance is very little, so yeah. And then there's a point in having a guy that's really long when all of it's not gonna fit in there, so.
Oh, he'll make it fit.
That's what you said.
I guarantee.
That's
the
you just
he ain't going to try to hurt you. He ain't going to try to hurt you. He going to make
well,
it
yeah,
fit.
Well, yeah, I already know.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Every time you tell him, like, shh, be quiet. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Don't jump. Just stay the same. I'm going to work with you. I'm going to make sure that's the most pleasurable pain you ever had.
Right.
You said what?
You might. I'm going to make sure it's the most pleasurable pain you ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, dog. I mean, hey, homie, you ever heard a woman say that?
I've never heard that a day in my life. But hey.
Wow. So this is Alana talking, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so and Aaron agrees with you.
Yeah. Yep.
But y'all seriously, I mean
but
y'all.
She would take it bigger.
Y'all really
you know,
don't like big dicks then.
I mean, this is Aaron. I mean, I'll take it, but I mean that's not what all I'm looking for, but I mean it's all right. I guess, you know, if you can get the pain, pleasure type of feeling at the right time, I say as long as it's intense, then, yeah, I'm all right. But if you just, you know what I'm saying, banging my shit and the shit hurts, then no, I don't like running some dick.
I mean, I understand that, but I'm saying, I mean, but y'all generally prefer 6 inches. 6 inches is cool
I mean,
for y'all.
Yeah, because that's my comfort zone.
Oh, my God, you have to be...
I mean, that's my comfort zone.
6 inches is your comfort zone.
Yeah, that's my comfort zone.
Wow. Y'all are really the first women I ever heard say
I can say I didn't have one nigga last year who really blew my mind, who I was surprised and how big his shit was. And that shit hurt him, but felt good at the same time.
How tall are you?
How tall am I? I'm about like 5'3", 5'2".
Okay. So that I can understand that.
Right, because I'm not tall. I mean, are you
right.
tall?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
well,
see.
Hold on. I know some girls are 5'3 that take 12 inches.
Oh,
they take anything you put in them and be begging for more. So I don't think it goes by the height.
I think that part because they be caught up in the moment.
Yeah, it's I don't know too many 5'3 and under they can. I don't know.
Not that one. I don't know about that one.
I ain't skinny coat.
I mean, now us being men, should we go by? Should we look at y'all and be like, "Oh, you an itty bitty one. I can't fuck with you."
I can't open
you
up.
I'm real, like I'm serious.
Because, I mean, yeah. I watched a flick with a midget, and she took at least 8 to 10 inches easy. She was a midget. She took 8 to 10 inches. So, now, can you really say it's a height thing?
Okay, she was a midget. That means her uterus and all of that shaped differently. So...
Well, my friend 4'11 inches, that's all she wants is the big dicks. So, I don't know.
There you go. So now, brother, what you saying? If you were shorter, you would want a smaller dick.
No, I said I understand.
you don't want no smaller dick.
I didn't say I don't have like I don't discriminate because as long as you know how to work it because you know it's men that have long beautiful you know joysticks but they don't know what to the hell to do with them and they're grown ass men and don't know how to control their joysticks. I don't understand.
Excuse me, I got to interrupt y'all right quick because my cell phone is about to die, so I just wanted to say good night.
All right, now, Harry.
All right, I'll holla.
All right, Alana.
You supposed to call her baby.
All right, Alana, baby. All
right, baby.
Hey,
hold on, man, hold on. We got a new caller to the show. We got a new caller to the city. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Sunshine.
Hey, what's going on, Sunshine?
Huh?
I said, what's going on?
Nothing.
Okay. Now, tonight's topic, we said let's talk sex. I mean, we have some people on. If they still there or they hung up?
We are still here.
Mm-hmm. No, I was wondering, did Aaron and Alana hang up?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I mean, because they just said something to me that just kind of just blew my mind. They said 6 inches is enough dick for them.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not being funny, but I don't think I've been since 6 inches since I was like 9 or 10. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know what you want me to say behind that.
I was listening to it,
and I'm 5'3" too. And 6 don't, yeah, okay. To each his own.
Right.
See, I'm a big girl, so I don't think it has to do with your height. I think it has to do with your pain tolerance, what you like. And when I was skinny, I didn't like real big dicks, but now that I'm a little thicker and got a little bit more meat, shit, bring it on.
I mean, I'm outdone because it's like, wow, like, really? 6 inches? And I'm just sitting here because, I mean, now, I don't know about y'all women, but us as young kids, you know, we used to measure our shit. You know, you go in a room, get your little ruler, like, let me see how big I am. I mean, I was 6 inches, but I was like, shit, 10 or 11. And trust me, I didn't grow the fuck up.
Don't say that. So that's what my sons be doing with my rollers.
Yeah, that's what they do with their rollers. They do with their rollers.
Hell no.
Tape measures or boxes. whatever they get their hands on.
Oh, I'm not saying to the Keith, though. Don't put them back in my drawer.
Right. Mom, can I see your ruler? Just keep it.
I got a school project coming up. I need to use a ruler.
Now, when he asked for the tape measure, he fucking that. When he asked for that tape measure, he's fucking. Because the ruler ain't been long enough.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, he come back with that pimp and that smile. Here, your ruler, Ma. You already know he's satisfied. Oh, yeah. You buy that boy a box of rubbers because he finna go fuck somebody. He finna fuck somebody. Now, he come in all depressed. Here, your ruler, Ma. He ain't got nothing to worry about. He ain't finna do nothing. He finna go play his motherfucking Xbox. He come in, throw that ruler down with that swag walking out. Shit, hey, it's time me and you talk about the birds and the bees, boy. Wow. 6 inches, wow. That right there, wow.
That was amazing. That was amazing. But, you know, for her, she said she's 5'3". She might be small framed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now, hold on. Now, so is that a myth what they said about smaller girls?
Oh.
The smaller you are, the deeper you are.
No.
So that's not a myth.
I mean, yes, the myth, because... that's not true.
So what you're saying, when you was smaller, you already said when you was smaller, you ain't like big dicks.
Right.
So you was part of the 6 inch group too.
No, I mean, I was trying to handle it, but it wasn't comfortable.
Okay, now I gotta ask this. I hear y'all ladies saying that it's not comfortable. What do y'all mean, not comfortable?
Because we have stuff on the inside.
Exactly.
And when y'all poking and prodding and act like y'all just trying to punch a hole, so we can feel all of that on the inside. We have girly gizzards and stuff up in there.
Well,
y'all trying to open our cervix and shit.
I'm trying to shift some shit around.
Switched around. Shit. My motherfucking shit is tilted.
Hey, I'm trying to touch the egg. Ain't no need the birth control because my dick touched the egg, so. Fuck it.
Shit. Just called you the Cadbury Bunny, huh?
Right.
Damn.
Because my thing is this. Y'all have babies coming out that motherfucker. I mean, yeah. We might be hanging, but damn, we ain't 6 pounds, 7 ounces, or 7 pounds, 8 ounces, 22
inches. That clothes is
long.
That clothes
yeah,
is back
up. Yes, but it opens up that far.
But it also hurts like hell when it do.
Right.
That's what makes it hurt. When it's opening, our muscles are contracting. That's
shit,
what makes it hurt.
How about that shit ripping? Shit. It hurts.
It do.
I had an 8-pounder. That shit hurt.
Okay, so now, all right, now let me ask. On the average, okay, Janine, on average, what's comfortable for you?
I mean, I actually had somebody who was like, they had to be like at least like 14 inches, I swear to God. I couldn't take it. I could not take that.
Who
but like 12.
You fucking
Dolomite.
Yeah, that's a lot.
He got one entry in, who came out. I was like, see you later. That was go.
Damn.
I was like, hell no. That was too much.
Okay, so what's comfortable? Okay, that, well, let me ask.
Okay,
me
even
ask
12, even 12, okay, I could take it, but I'm still like, jerk, I'm going to be jumping. So, I mean, if you're talking about like just being comfortable,
like, okay,
I would
just
say maybe like 10.
I would say maybe like 10 would be comfortable.
Okay. Butter, what about you? Butter?
You come back saying what?
Butter.
Yeah, she's still here.
Oh, okay. Well, Sunshine.
Yes, sir.
What's
up? Oh, wow. See, it depends. It depends. Because I had one that was... yeah, he was kind of big. He was like a summer sausage. So,
a what?
A summer sausage. You know them long rolls of sausage, the little salami things?
Okay.
You ain't never seen them, the little...
Okay, now, all right, now, let me ask another question then. Let me ask another question. I'm going to ask this real quick. Anybody man around them?
Okay.
So I said, what do you rate your man?
What you mean rate?
I mean, okay, well, I'm pretty sure you done put the ruler down there or did protest or however y'all measure. But what would you give him?
He's about a 10.
Okay. I see you didn't grow up. You ain't the same little skinny girl, huh? she didn't went way past 6, huh? She didn't went double digits.
Yeah. Yes, he's a 10.
Okay. Okay, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
What would you rate your man?
I don't know. I'm going to say about maybe 11 or 12. I'm guessing. Because, you know, I ain't got no tonsils and stuff, so I can't measure like that when I'm sucking dick.
Okay. All right.
Goes back and hits my throat. I don't know.
Okay, now. Okay, now I gotta ask.
Sit on my Cheerios.
I gotta ask this. The no gag reflex. What is that? I mean, how do y'all acquire that?
Practice.
Yeah, it's just a lot of practice, I think.
A lot of practice.
Yep.
It depends on the woman. Some women don't have to have a lot of practice.
Mm-hmm.
This is naturally good dick suckers, huh?
Mm-hmm. Some people got it, some people don't.
Right.
Damn. Yeah, because, you know, I can't stand those little, them ones that just, you know, just want to get the head. You know what I'm saying? Come on, now. You get more than the head. Get that shaft, too.
You know,
they looking up at,
see, I don't know about no other females, but to me, a man's reaction when I'm giving him head, that turned me on. So
yeah.
When he gets to, you know, hollering my name and cringing up and bawling up like a baby, that's a big turn on for me. So I don't know about no just the head. Okay.
Whoa, hold on. You got him balling up like a baby?
Oh, yeah. His toes balled up in some steel toes, and he got into the fetal position. I mean, the story is actually funny because he told his
talking?
Sister.
Sunshine. First?
Sunshine.
Oh, Sunshine. Okay.
Yes. The story is kind of funny because he told his sister he was coming to break up with me. Man, his sister was cool. But, you know, after I did what I did and had him balled up in a fetal position, I guess he kind of changed his mind. But it was, you know, it was funny.
I'm pretty sure he changed his mind.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to curl up like a baby in the bed. Shit, I ain't going nowhere neither.
Hello. We're going to work this out. We're going to work this out. We can make this work.
God damn right. I'm calling my wife, baby. I ain't never coming home again.
I'm
with Sunshine.
Okay.
And that was her name.
You know what? You know what? Right. And you know what? That's crazy as hell because I had met this dude. Well, I knew his cousin. Me and his cousin worked together, and we was cool. And I didn't really know him, but I knew who he was. And we was in the club just kicking it one night. And I don't know what made me say that because that's totally out of character for me. But I told him, I'm going to make you leave your wife. And
wow.
Right. And then I actually found out that he did have a wife. But he spent Valentine's Day and Mother's Day with me, and I'm like, okay, where is your wife? I hope you didn't tie her up in the basement. And then it got to the point to where he would ask me to come to their house, you know, to watch the games, and I was like, I don't get down like that, dude.
So
I
my question
even...
to you is, did he leave his wife for you?
I didn't want him to. I left him before he did.
Okay. I feel you on that. But can I ask
Okay,
hold on, y'all. We got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Hi, how are you doing? I'm sorry, sweetie, for cutting you off, but I agree with everything that you just said a minute ago. But this is Black Barbie, and I want to send a shout-out to Kaz.
What's up?
How you doing, Kaz? You know, I've been sitting back listening to your show every day for the past few months. And I think you know, real unique and everything, but you always talking a lot of shit. So my request to you is, why don't you come visit me in my dungeon and see what you think about my palace? How about that?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. So what you telling me, you said you want me to come visit your dungeon?
I want you to come visit my dungeon because, you know, I've been sitting back listening to you for the past few months, and you got a lot of gag going. So I want you to come visit my dungeon and see how you like it.
Wow.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
That's what I'm on. That's what I'm talking about.
I tell you what. I mean, you know what? You got a page on Sin City?
Excuse me?
You have a page on Sin City?
No, but I'll be more than happy to send an email to you and send you a couple of photos. And you hit me up. I think this will be very interesting.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Black Barbie?
Black Barbie. The original.
Well,
I was that before Nicki Minaj even thought about being that.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Because it sounds like you trying to call me out or something.
I mean, really.
Actually, you know what? I'm pretty much defending the ladies because I sit back and listen to Cass all the time, and it's like he be trying to talk his little stuff, but I think that's cute. But to be on a real fat, why don't you come visit my palace? How about that?
I'll tell you what.
I'm gonna show you how we as ladies get down. How about that?
You know what?
Black Barbie.
Yes, sir.
You know what? I had no problem visiting your palace. Matter of fact, you tell me. You give me a time and a place, and I will come visit your palace.
No problem. I will send it to you like ASAP.
Wow.
Please do.
I sure will.
Hold on, Black Barbie. I'm having technical difficulties, so I really can't hit my sound bites right now. But I think my guy know what I'm thinking. Because I'm gonna tell you now before I get to your dungeon or your palace. I think she needs to know what we're working with.
What's up, Mom? Is we fucking or what?
You said, are we doing what? Excuse me, say that again. Nigga, you slanging, I'm banging. So what's good? I'm protecting all my ladies. What's good?
In the words of my boy Bernie Mac, I need to hear my boy Bernie Mac because I need to tell you something about myself. My guy needs to tell you this.
I guess he don't want to tell you.
But now, whatever the case is, you real slow on the draw, man. You know, you really fucking up my show.
Really fucking up my show, man.
But you know what? Everything I'm saying, I can back it up 100%.
I'm big on it. I'm having structure. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
I'm loving it.
I'll tell you what, Miss Black Barbie.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
All right. You want me to come to your palace?
I want you to come to my palace.
I have no problem.
I want you to.
I have no problem coming to your palace, like.
Don't get scared.
Oh no, I fear no man and very few mammals.
Mm-hmm.
Please believe. So, whenever you want me to come to your palace, inbox me.
I tell you what, Cass. Check your inbox. I will send you some information, and you come visit me and my girls at my palace. How about that?
You and your girl?
And
me and my girl.
Oh, well.
How about that?
Well, hell, in the words of Martin Luther King, I shall overcome. So I will be there.
I want you to. There's a young lady that's on the line right now that got all y'all back. We finna shut this down real quick. How about that?
High five.
How about that? So come visit my palace.
She talking a lot of shit, dog. Yes, I hear. I mean, you know, I've never been one to back down from a challenge. Never.
But you know what, man? You got to tell her. Once you leave the palace.
I bet the neighbors know my name. Where you screaming, scratching, yelling. Bet the neighbors know my name. They be stressing while we texting. Bet the neighbors know my name. My name.
I heard you say that for the long.
Name.
You said what?
Excuse me?
I said, hell, the neighbors know my damn name.
There you go, boo boo.
There you go, ma.
There you go.
My cousin used to stay downstairs for me. She said she hear motherfucker holler my name. She like, damn, there she go again.
High five.
Hold up, man.
Yeah, you she talking a lot of stuff.
That's the truth, dear. I can have my cousin call in. That is the truth.
There you go, girl. Let them know that they holler your name.
Okay, that's all fine, well and good. But Miss Barbie,
yes, baby.
I mean, I hear you talking. I hear you talking, and you talking real good. I give you that.
I'm so good. As a matter of fact. Cass, I'm so good. Hold on. I'm finna put my girl on the phone. Maybe she'll shut you down for a minute. Hold on, honey.
Well, damn.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Yes, dear.
What's up?
Well, you tell me. I've been personally challenged by your friend, so I guess I got to come to the palace next week or any other time that y'all ready. I mean, you going to be there too?
Yeah.
Oh, so wait a minute.
I'm that type of bitch. Shit. I don't really just play no games. Now it is what it is. So shit, I like bitches. I like to get it in. I don't get no fuck shit. I'm that type of bitch. I throw it down and I throw it back at your ass. If you know how to throw that dick good, shit, it is what it is.
Okay, so now. Okay, in all fairness, I ain't scared to come. Like I said, I fear no man and very few mammals. But how many am I dealing with here before I get there?
Yeah, you dealing with shit. It's like four eyes.
It's four?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I'm flattered now. Wait a minute, I got four women going to me to come see you? Okay.
Wow.
Okay, now, you know what?
Shit, we ain't doing shit. I'm that type of bitch, ain't no talking shit. It's just some clothes getting eliminated.
Oh, really? Now, you know what? That's what I like to hear. I love to hear that. Because now, once you're patting and sweating and moaning and groaning now, I still want to hear all that talking. I don't want to hear you saying that, okay, I was just playing. I don't want to hear that. I still want to hear you talk stuff now.
Shit. I'm telling you, shit. Ain't no talking, shit. As soon as you walk through the door, it's like some motherfucking draw, shit.
Well, damn.
Come get some fat eyeball, shit. It is what it is. You want to try some
okay.
shit? Shit, my name Caramel, and I got a few bitches on my team, so what it is?
Caramel,
it ain't some bad bitches. There ain't no damn sub buckets either.
God damn. I'm about to have me some fun. Caramel. So
I'm speechless.
Hold on, I got Caramel.
Just check your email, shit, but I'm out. All right,
so now I got Caramel, Black Barbie, and two other females, right? Okay. Wow. They just straight hung up. They gone.
Damn.
Sound like a challenge, huh?
Caramel, Jermaine, did they just come on in Sin City and challenge like that? They got me.
What?
Right.
They throwing out challenges? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. hey.
We.
All right, yeah, come tell us how that was.
Okay. Okay, put that shit in the chat room.
Okay.
We feeling this shit. This shit going to be shown in the chat room.
I've seen three women.
This is going to be live.
And a dude. I've seen three women and a dude before.
Oh,
I got to see it.
I want to sit down with a box of popcorn.
I know. Get the popcorn. I'm like, ooh, let's see this shit. This is a show.
Right. For real.
Well, I feel flattered. It takes four women to challenge me. I feel flattered.
I mean, wow.
I've never been challenged by four women before.
I never thought I'd hear it, really.
Exactly.
I never thought I'd hear nothing like
that.
Now,
hold on, people. Hold on now. Now, I hear a challenge been thrown out to me,
But now, to something hit the inbox or let me know something, I think that's just some women talking.
Mm-hmm. I mean, shit, the tone of her voice sounded like she was for real or dead. Look, she on her way to a computer mm-hmm. right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Just get it before the end of the night.
What they say on New Jack City? Hey, I really want to do me up. Wow, man. I mean, damn. Think I can handle that, bro?
That's amazing.
Man, I'm praying for you, dog. I will be saying a prayer that night.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Take your vitamins.
I think they're selling wolf tickets. And I'm going on radio and I'm saying it. They selling wolf tickets. They ain't trying to see me. They ain't trying to see the kid. Hey, and by the way, brother, what type of motherfucker is you? You're supposed to be on the sound bites, man. You're supposed to be able to hear me when I say this. You sure is slacking.
Man, I couldn't find it, man.
He was over there shaking.
Look, he had him shaking, man. I couldn't find the motherfucker on cue. Sorry.
I'm like that because like Bernie Mac say, this motherfucker just sitting there drooling. Oh, my God.
He was lying.
The fuck, man?
He was gone in another world.
Right. He
I
just
couldn't find it, man. I couldn't find it, dude.
He was like Black Barbie. Where's Black Barbie? He looking at the area code like, damn.
Oh, yeah. Where were they?
What area code was that from, dude?
219.
Yeah. He's shitty. He's shitty like, damn. That's why he couldn't find out what you wanted him to do, because he's sitting there like, damn, 219. Damn. I ain't going to be able to videotape it. Shit.
Okay, so now I got Black Bob and Caramel talking about what they going to do to a nigga, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess I should be flattered, huh? Nah, they selling wolf tickets. I called it out. They selling wolf tickets.
Well, when the show starts, let me know so I can get my popcorn ready.
I go so far as I tell you what. If they inbox me, I'll check y'all Sin City pages tomorrow. If they inbox me and tell me they want to do something, I will post it and let y'all know if they talking about something. But 9 times out of 10, they ain't. You know, because, I mean, they hung up.
You're pulling that reverse psychology shit. Is that what you're doing?
I told you, baby, I fear no man and very few mammals. So I'm not worried about that. Now, granted, I've never had 4 at once, but hey. Shit. You give me
it don't hurt to try that shit, huh?
Hey, give me a bottle of vodka, I knock them all down.
Hey, do that.
Matter of fact, where's my Dolomite at, man? You supposed to hit my Dolomite, dog. You're making my show look bad, dog. Look real fucking bad.
He been smoking.
No show. Yes, you're making my show look bad, man.
Your show?
Yeah,
look, you
heard
this feeling.
I thought it was our show.
You didn't do this shit by yourself, man. I felt like I was by myself when I'm telling you this hard sound bite.
We built this shit. You didn't do this
okay, we. Well, you need to get your ass down here when they tell me I got to try to fuck four women.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, I'm going to send out a gas
for your assistance.
Make sure you get some rest the night before, man.
But now, wait a minute. Didn't the one girl say she fucked women, too?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's what she said.
She like bitches. And she like a good dick.
Yeah, but it got to be a good dick.
Hold on, y'all. We got somebody calling in the show in the last few minutes. Caller, what's happening?
This is Candy. I just called in. I got a few minutes. I just called to say Kaz is scared. That was the funniest shit I heard, but I called in because I heard he was scared. I can hear it in your voice, partner.
Oh,
well, I tell you what. I tell you what. Since you ride the Papa Time's dick right about now, I ain't gonna worry about that.
He got called out a couple of times.
Well, I mean, what's this? Fuck with Cam? Well, I tell you what.
You know I had to call in and tell you how scared you was. I can hear it in your voice.
I'll tell you what. I ain't scared of
you motherfuckers.
Thank you, soundbite guy. Well, I'll tell you what. Now, Candy, this is what I'm going to do. I lay all four of them down, I'm going to give you what Father Time should be giving you. And I'm going to make you the fifth one.
Oh.
That way I could just lay all down in a row.
Oh.
Damn. Oh, wow.
You ain't up for that, partner.
You ain't up for that because you'll be asleep by the time I get to you.
Oh.
Sorry.
Sounds good. You know what? All you motherfuckers want to challenge me? Bring your punk asses on. Put your motherfucking asses down.
I said, take your vitamins.
Yeah. I just wanted to get on
and tell you I heard the fear in your voice. I'm online. I'm listening to you. So
you gonna see
I'll
the side of
guys.
My dick to keep talking.
Well, I'll be on the the website. We'll see.
All right, kid.
Y'all have a good night.
You too, babe.
Bye.
Wow. Everybody challenging me. What is this? have my words finally caught up with me? Will Cass finally get put in his place? We will have to see. Tune in next week for another exciting show of Sin City. I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Same bat chat.
Same bat chat. There you go today.
Ain't it?
I got faith in you, dog. I got faith in you, man.
Thank you, brother. Buddy, you ain't got no faith in me.
I have faith.
Thank you. Janine, you got any faith in me?
He said I was in you, though.
Right. I guess so. You know what? Wait a minute. How many people I got on here? I got Butter, I got Janine, I got Sunshine, right?
I got Sean too.
You all forgot me through two questions. I didn't get to say my width. I didn't get to say my length.
Maybe I thought you was taking
Are
a test. I'm sorry.
Two questions, y'all passed me up.
I'm sorry. Well, baby, I'm not working the switchboard tonight. That's Father Time.
Got me straight messed up, y'all.
You got 50 seconds. Say what you want to say. You got 50 seconds.
See if y'all get some more breathlessness for me.
Well, sorry, baby, we sorry. Now, hold on, dog. I just want to say one thing. Y'all my peoples, right? Y'all got my back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Of course.
Ladies?
Yes.
All right, now, y'all know I got to go up against four women now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I need a little help. I think I need a little sparring session. So I'm going to need all four of y'all to come help me. So can I get some help? I got to get some practice in.
Nice little setup.
I got to go against four women.
That was nice. I like that.
I got to go against four women. I need some practice. Can I get some practice for my – can I get some help for my lady? I just need some sparring. This is sparring. Hell, Mike Tyson sparred before a fight.
Mm-mm.
So nobody want to spar with me?
Yeah, I spar with you.
You'll spar with me? Okay, I got one. Anybody else want to spar with me?
Good is going to do you. You ain't going to need 5 for 3. Mm-mm.
Well, now, who the hell are you talking shit about? Okay. Okay. Anyway, can I get another spar partner? Janine, can I get a spar partner? Butter, Sean, somebody, y'all ain't gonna help me out.
I wanna be your spar partner, but shit, you forgot I was on the show. Shoot, you might forget.
I didn't forget nothing. I'm not working the switchboard, baby. I don't have a switchboard in front of me. I don't see nothing.
Well, Father Sam, I'm gonna kick your ass.
What did I do?
You got me messed up. Don't forget, I'm on
the show.
You got me messed up. You ain't forget when I was on that show and you them big ass titties on me. Close your mouth the whole time.
I know, right? Yeah.
Beautiful naked big titty women just so far in the sky, you know.
Okay.
Y'all giving away
okay.
the Sin City chat room secrets.
I ain't said a
it's
word.
Okay.
I'm just trying to.
It's okay. It wasn't a secret. It was for butter anyway. So.
I know, right?
Everybody else was irrelevant.
That's what I'm talking about. See what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Mwah.
Right. Mwah. Right back at you, boo. Right back at you. Mwah. Mwah.
Okay. All right, y'all. Okay. We ran past time, so you need any last words?
Great show. I'm ready for my popcorn night.
Right.
All right, buddy, you got any last words?
I enjoyed tonight, and I wish I can get on the computer tonight, but I doubt it.
All right. Sean, you ain't last words?
Yeah, good night, Father Sam. Go to bed.
I ain't even do nothing, man. Sean, you ain't last words?
Yeah, my last words is for Cass. Hey, stick and move and make sure you post it.
Oh, ain't last words, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna shock the world in words of Muhammad Ali. And when I finish, I'm gonna stand up and I'm gonna be like, "I'm so pretty, I'm so pretty."
King of the world. All right,
King
y'all.
Of the world.
We out. Peace, love, hair grease. Next week, Tuesday, 8:30, we doing it all over again. Much love, y'all. Thanks for calling. Thank everybody listening to us on the internet. Appreciate it. Peace.